Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, folks, this office really is a war room. I was kind of looking at myself. I just sat back and looked at my office and what we do here just a few minutes ago. We were running around like army ants in the fight against the New World Order. We are literally expending our full energy in this fight because we realize how serious and how much trouble this country is in. It is Monday, and I'm so glad that you have joined us as we blast out on the growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcast via Global Shortwave, WWCR, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, and, of course, on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. And all of our webmasters and writers do such a fabulous job, and I'm so honored to be working with all of them. Well, guess who we've got coming up later on in the second hour? He's scheduled for a full hour with us. He's Gore Vidal, one of the foremost literary minds in the world today. And he, of course, has spoken out against the official narrative, the official fable of September 11th. And I have been over the weekend, and so has my research staff over the, since last week, been reading over transcripts of some of the interviews he's done on radio and TV. And the media always cuts him off when he tries to get into September 11th. Well, we're going to let Gore Vidal say whatever he'd like to about September 11th here on the broadcast today. And I've also got Aaron Russo joining us coming up in the third hour. We'll have open phones with Mr. Vidal and with Russo. And, of course, in this first hour, any news item, any issue, any story you'd like to discuss, we will go to your calls. Just please have your question and comment ready so we can move on to the next person so everybody gets a chance to get on air in between my lengthy babbling. That's always important to do. We also have a very sickening video clip from 60 Minutes last night. Extremely sickening. It's up on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And that's Nancy Pelosi, who's probably going to be the next Speaker of the House, and the traitor says they will not move with impeachment hearings against George Bush. There you have it. The Democrats make me sick. And you watch, when there's a Democrat president, if Bush doesn't stay in office and become like Kim Jong-il, which is a real possibility, they're going to be just as bad, probably even worse. And suddenly, all you Democrats who love this broadcast and who think I do a good job and who appreciate what we do here, you're going to be calling me a fascist again. And then I guess if we're still around 4 or 8 years after that, it'll be a Republican back in and you'll suddenly love me. Don't forget, I don't like Bill Clinton. He was a drug-dealing terrorist who carried out the Oklahoma City bombing and who carried out Waco and who butchered the Bill of Rights and Constitution to a great extent. And he's on the payroll of the Bushes, and he vacations with him, and he's a surrogate son of them. And I'm sick of the two parties. They're one party. This makes my blood boil. You know, Ron Paul had the courage a few months ago on this broadcast, what, 3 months ago, last time he was with us, to say that he does believe Bush should be impeached and that we should have a separation of powers and that controlling three branches of government, that we're in a lot of danger. But we're in the same danger from the Democrats. It isn't the lesser of two evils. It's one evil that we face. One wicked force that we face. And there's also neocon spin in overdrive right now, telling us that the Military Commissions Act, H.R. 6166, doesn't affect U.S. citizens. I'm going to blow that fraud apart when we get back. Massive broadcast. Strap yourselves in for the next 2 hours and 55 minutes, 20 seconds. Stay with us.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you. We're now into the second segment on this live Monday edition. 23rd day of October, 2006. Program note before I launch into the news and your phone calls. Coming up October 31st, that's next Tuesday, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., I'll be giving about a 30-minute speech and taking questions and comments for another 30 minutes or so and signing my new film, Terror Storm, that will be launching nationwide in thousands of stores. Hastings and Waterloo and Virgin, Barnes and Nobles. In fact, I'm getting a whole list from my distributor. It's going to be in stores all over the country. Why is that important? Because mainstream people who never watched a film online, never seen an underground DVD or film, who don't even know what the New World Order is, are going to be wandering around in Barnes and Nobles and Hastings and Virgin Atlantic Records. And they're going to be coming across Terror Storm in the documentary sections. And by the way, my distributor is actually paying money to get end caps placed because they want to get this message out in all of the Barnes & Noble stores. So please, if you want to buy with anonymity and you also want to support having even more of the films kept in the stores, be sure, starting October 31st, to go into, to call your local bookstores, your local video stores, and ask them. Most of them will have it. Do you have Terror Storm by Alex Jones? But again, I'm not going to be traveling around the country doing a bunch of signings. I may do a few. I may go to New York or Chicago or L.A. I've been invited to. I'm not sure right now, but I know I will be October 31st. That's next Tuesday at Lamar and Six at the huge video/music store, Waterloo Records, right next to Waterloo Ice House Restaurant. And I will be inside there for an hour and a half, again, giving a speech, taking your questions, and signing Terror Storms. And I hope to see many Austinites and Central Texans there on Halloween night, Halloween afternoon. Also, I put Terror Storm out for free on Google Video, and it went as high as 37, 38 on the top Google 100. That is just one of the 20-plus versions that are out there. A bunch of people have uploaded it, which has actually worked against us because you get a couple hundred thousand watching this one, a couple hundred thousand watching that one, 300,000 watching this one, and then you add them all up together, it'd be at, you know, very top of Google 100. But just one version of it, one upload of it, has gotten as high as the high 30s, and it plunged back down to 80 and then 89 and then out of the top 100 over the weekend. Why do we care about having it in the top 100? Millions of people every day go to the Google Top 100 for their TV viewing. That's where people go to select. There's so many millions of videos on there that most of them never get noticed or seen by wide numbers of people. So we do want to drive it back up into the top 100. And I know a lot of you have been really working hard to do that. I've seen you out there. I know what you've been doing on the message boards and MySpace and the Google message boards. Thank you. I know you've been working your tails off, and you've reached a lot of people because of it. So, again, I commend you. Thank you. Also, there is a catch to all of this. Quite frankly, when I really promote and hype the fact that my video is free, I don't sell any of them. And if I'm going to be able to make the new film on the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order, Pan-American Union / Population Reduction Program, and that's my new film I'm working on right now on top of everything else, on top of the interviews, my own show. I mean, we are now in, I've never been working this hard. I am in full attack mode right now. We won't have the funds to make that film unless people go to Infowars.com and order a copy on DVD to have the high-quality digital of Terror Storm. Plus, it has 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium that we had in Los Angeles in June, the highlights of a two-day summit of the best minds on 9/11, bringing out the key evidence and talking about strategy, 68 minutes, crystallized. It's extremely powerful. So over 3 hours on one DVD, available at Infowars.com right now, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, the ball is in your court. We are risking our lives. We're taking action like, frankly, no one else. We are working harder than anybody else, and all we ask is for your support. And we know you have supported us, and, you know, it was a test to see. I mean, my stuff's been out there for free for a long time. But we tested and, you know, see what happened, and we did nothing but promote the free stuff, and it's not a pretty picture. But that's all right, ladies and gentlemen, because the main mission is getting the info out. So please support us. And yeah, a lot of people call and say, well, I'll just donate to you. Donate if you've got the capital by buying 100 Terror Storm. That way you know it's going to good. That way you get something in your hand you can give to people that'll wake them up like nothing else. Or go buy the books and videos of other authors that we care. Then you support us and you support them and you get the info. So that's how you donate to us. You go to Infowars.com and you order the books, the videos, the books on tape, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the citizen rule books. A lot of it at cost. Things like the bumper stickers and citizen rule books and things are at cost, and we put free ones in every order. So, again, the goal here is information. We traffic in ideas. Ideas are wealth to me. Knowledge is power and wealth to me. And by the way, that's what it is to the elite, too. They've trained you to fall down and worship baubles, to fall down and worship trinkets, to fall down and worship the emperor's new clothes. The things the world tells you have value really have little or no value, my friends. It's information that is truly power. So take a big dive into the power, ladies and gentlemen, the power of information, and get Terror Storm. Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, the new video that we carry, of course, by David Ray Griffin, an amazing documentary, and it's 100 minutes long, 9/11, The Myth and the Reality, all available at InfoWars.com. And please do your holiday shopping, your Christmas shopping, on InfoWars.com and on our local AM and FM affiliates. You're listening to the great stations out there. Support their sponsors. The enemy controls the central banks. They print the money. But we can vote with our dollars by not supporting allied crime syndicate companies. And by supporting the good companies that do support liberty out there. Okay, that said, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Gore Vidal is joining us, Eugene Luther Gore Vidal. And born in 1925, as a prolific, versatile American writer of novels, stage plays, screenplays, and essays. For nearly 60 years, he has been a public, often controversial figure in both the American literary and political scenes. He is probably the number two living political literary mind. Kurt Vonnegut is numero uno. And we know Kurt likes the films and has sent me out of the blue. I really am flattered by it. One of his hand-done drawings. And he says he appreciated Terror Storm, and he won't come on the show. In fact, he said about a year ago that he's never doing any more speeches or interviews. I guess he's a man of his word. He says he is now out of public life. He went on Politically Incorrect. Well, it's not what it's called now. It's that Bill Maher show on HBO. And talked about 9/11 being a cover-up and a bunch of other issues and fascism and a police state. And then he did a, I think in Ohio, he went to a university and gave a speech. And then said, goodbye. It's kind of sad when those great minds do that. That's what great actor is now said that he is not going to be doing any more movies. And here I am drawing a blank. What's his name? He's in the famous Cool Hand Luke. He's in a bunch of films. He was in that one with Tom Hanks where he plays the mobster a few years ago. I just can't believe that I'm... All of you are out there going, we know his name, we know his name. Well, I don't. I got too much information on legislation and global treaties in my little pea brain. It'll pop in my head as soon as I go to break. But Paul Newman. You know how I remembered it? I thought of the salad dressing and the cookies. They make those little cookies that are chocolate chip. I don't usually like sweets, but I like the little chocolate chip orange flavored ones. And this is the last thing I ate around the house. My wife bought a bag of them. I basically inhaled them like the Cookie Monster the other day. All right, I'm already digressing. Gore Vidal joins us in the next hour, and then Aaron Russo joins us coming up in the third hour to talk about American freedom to fascism. Very excited about his work and what that film's doing. And we will have open phones, as I said, at 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I want first-time callers. Tell us if you're a first-time caller, go to the head of the line. I'm not going to restrict long-time callers, but I want first-time callers and callers who also disagree. You trump our long-time callers. Not that we don't love our long-time callers. We just want to give people a chance who never can get on air. So that's coming up. After the break, I want to first get into Nancy Pelosi. They're saying she's going to be the next speaker if the Democrats get 15 seats in the House. They've only got to get 6 in the Senate. Or is it 7? And they're going to do that easily, even with the electronic voting machines, because they're not in everywhere, the CIA-controlled systems. But it won't matter, because the Democrats are the pit of evil. They're not, some evil doppelganger of the Republicans. They are part of the same entity, part of the same organism, part of this thing that takes whatever form it wishes, but its actions are all the same. Destroy liberty, debase the middle class, get rid of our sovereignty, go after our guns. They're now hyping this Democrat for president. I looked up his record, and he is a total gun grabber. And you watch, they're going to bring out a little bit of 9/11 truth. Oh, yeah, Bush knew and let it happen. Don't try it, Democrats. Bush was involved. That is, the people that own Bush as their little front man, they did it. They did the attacks. By the way, Mr. Steele, the former Marine Corps high level, number 2 in Marine Corps intelligence, and high-level CIA officer. He's joining us this week. He's now gone public on 9/11. That will be his first big radio interview on the subject. We have him joining us Thursday. Anyways, I'll get into the Democrats' traitorous activities.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 23rd, 2006. Gold opened at $583.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $615.19. Again, that's $615.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. You ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring.
Yeah, the truth hurts, but it's better to know it.
The ring of fire.
All right, so for all the Democrats out there that thought the Democrats were going to save you, for those that don't realize that both parties are almost completely bought and paid for, and whatever party is out of power poses as if it's against the tyranny, and as soon as it gets in, it began stabbing the Constitution in the throat immediately. Now, that wasn't always the case, but in the age of lobbyists and the New World Order, it is. Here's the darling Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes last night saying there's not going to be any impeachment on her watch. Here it is.
She has pledged that as Speaker, she would give the Republicans rights they've denied the Democrats, like allowing them to introduce amendments to bills. But she may have trouble reining in the Democrats' appetite for revenge. There's already been talk of multiple investigations and impeachment of the president.
No, impeachment is off the table.
And that's a pledge.
Well, it's a pledge. It's a pledge. Of course it is. It is a waste of time.
So that's completely off the table.
Wouldn't they just love it if we came in and our record as Democrats coming forth in 12 years is to talk about George Bush and Dick Cheney? This election is about them. This is a referendum on them. Making them lame ducks is good enough for me.
Oh, yeah, let's not bring the criminals to justice that lied us into war. Let's not bring the criminals to justice that have spent more money than all previous presidents before combined. Let's not go after the people getting rid of our borders and our sovereignty and signing on to the UN agenda. Let's not go after the individuals that have been involved in so much incredible corruption like no-bid contracts and trillions missing from the Pentagon. And I'll tell you why you won't, because it's the Democratic leadership up to their eyeballs involved in all of this corruption. That's why the Republicans didn't go after Bill Clinton on missile secrets or cocaine dealers in the White House or Chinese generals in the Commerce Department, because the Democrats were all involved in it too. You're connected at the hip. You're involved in all the same activities, the same dirt, the same pedophilia, the same payoffs, all of it. We have to recognize that both parties are corrupt and owned by the International Crime Syndicate. That's their overlords. And you know what? I shouldn't be chastising the public. You do get it. You do know it. In fact, a lot of you are smarter than I am, and you do get it. And how do I know that? I didn't count them up, but a guesstimation, just going back in memory, it's got to be about 10 different scientific polls. I mean, it's more than that. The last 2 months, we've covered them all here on air. The last one was last Thursday, remember? It was a New York Times, ABC News, scientifically conducted poll. 84% do not like either party in Congress. 16% approve of Congress. The exact same number we got in a Angus Reid CBS New York Times poll. And let me just correct myself. The 9/11 poll with 84% believing that there is a cover-up. Let me just stop there. Let me stop and get the numbers all right here. I'm so fired up today. I'm getting my info scrambled. We have seen a score of polls reporting that over 80% do not agree with the entire government and both parties are out of favor. We have the 9/11 poll 2 weeks ago that showed 84% believe that we're being lied to on 9/11, 16% think that we're not. And then and that poll was New York Times CBS sponsored Angus Reid. The poll of last Wednesday that we covered on Thursday was Wall Street Journal ABC. There we go. And that was scientific and showed that 84% disapproved strongly of everything the Congress is doing. 16% approve of the Congress. So again, we're getting that exact number from separate scientific polling companies over and over again, and it is making the establishment very, very upset. And you notice that these polls are scientific, and it proves they're scientific, that the media isn't hyping it. If the polls showed that the majority agreed, or at least a large minority agreed with the government, you'd be hearing about it. But no, you're not hearing about all these scientific polls. They come out in the news and a paper or two, maybe one nightly report, but that's it. Because when you start getting 80%+ disagreeing, they start panicking. Now, when you're talking about 36% in a Scripps Howard News Service, Ohio University poll, they hype that up like, ooh, look how many, 36%. Because really it has a psychological effect of making you think it's a minority. But when it's 84%, 16% agreeing with the government, They are very quiet about it. You could hear a pin drop. All right, we'll come right back, get into the Military Commissions Act. Does affect U.S. citizens. Stay with us. We'll counter the lies.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Literary legend, one of the only living legends, almost up there with Kurt Vonnegut. Gore Vidal will be joining us. He's scheduled, as they say, in the next hour for the full hour. Talk about 9/11 and a host of other issues dealing with the fall of the Republic, the birth of the New World Order. How do we counter-strike as counter-revolutionaries? How do we get our country and our world back? That's coming up. I know we have loaded phones with first-time callers Steve, Jimmy, Mike, Jack, Dave, and many, many others that are patiently holding right now. We will go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Yesterday on my new Sunday syndicated show, Affiliates, and I'd like it if you'd pick it up live or rebroadcast it. Quite a few of you have. 4 to 6 p.m., I read almost all of Pat Tillman's brother, Kevin Tillman's, letter that he put out to the media. We're working on getting him on, by the way. Very powerful. I want to read this in its entirety sometime today if I have time. If not, go up to prisonplanet.com and jonesreport.com and read it for yourself. He really spells out a lot of the things that we have been saying here. In fact, let me just read a few things he says. Somehow faking character, virtue, and strength is tolerated. Somehow profiting from tragedy and horror is tolerated. Somehow the death of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people is tolerated. Somehow subversion of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is tolerated. Somehow suspension of habeas corpus is supposed to keep this country safe. Somehow torture is tolerated. Somehow lying is tolerated. Somehow reason is being discarded for faith, dogma, and nonsense. Somehow American leadership managed to create a more dangerous world. Somehow a narrative is more important than reality. Somehow America has become the country that projects everything that it is not and condemns everything that it is. And he goes on to say that President Bush is a criminal. He goes on to say that they are posing and using the heroism of the troops and expropriating it as if it is their own. He says it in stronger words. It's a three-page article, three-page letter by Kevin Tillman. Get me Kevin Tillman! We've been working on it for a while. But you know he's besieged by media, but we're gonna weasel it. If anybody knows Kevin Tillman, help us. We've got one contact who's trying to get in touch with him. We knew him years ago in the Army Rangers. So we are trying through that contact. All right, let me get into one of the biggest news stories, one of the most important things, and we'll go right to your calls. Military Commissions Act does affect U.S. citizens. And we have seen the neocons, we have seen the liberals, we have seen the minions, we've seen all the liberal websites going, it's a horrible bill, H.R. 6166. It means that legal immigrants can have their liberties stripped and their freedoms. The left always running defense for the neocons, the establishment left. If you read the bill, it clearly says four separate places, citizens. And the federal rulings in the previous memos and policy papers put out by the president and his designates states that the trick they play is, it's so simple, is they strip you without a procedure, without a court. The president, the defense secretary, or any designate strips you of your citizenship the moment you're arrested as an enemy combatant. And I have the federal court rulings quoted and links to them in this article that Paul Watson and I wrote yesterday morning for you. I got so mad yesterday morning because I was going around on the web looking at news articles, and for the first 3 weeks it was, in effect, citizens. In effect, citizens. All the law scholars, all the experts, all the people that know what they're talking about, everybody that read it, the congressman, Ron Paul, everybody. And then suddenly the media, none of them changed their tune because it is what it is. Suddenly all these people come out of the woodwork telling us, no, no, it doesn't affect citizens, no, no. Because early in the bill it says it doesn't affect citizens. But then it plays a little lawyer trick later of saying when they arrest you as an enemy combatant, you are no longer a citizen. Again, guilty until proven innocent. And so let me just read the three-page article, and then we'll go to your calls. Military Commissions Act does affect U.S. citizens. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com. It's still in the general news section. And get this and email it out to everybody, okay, because I'm really getting mad. And you should be mad, too, because why do they want to do this? If they're able to convince people it doesn't affect them, then everybody will go to sleep. We won't have a repeal of this, or we won't have America get angry over this. Either way, we win. People won't recognize the tyranny, and we're going to be in a lot of trouble. In fact, editor and publisher is saying the same thing today. In fact, here it is. This came out today. How to make a power grab mundane. The Washington Post story today, Bush signs terrorism measure, looks like another routine report on the approval of a piece of legislation, accompanied by the usual he said and she said quotes. A typical reader might shrug at this point and shift to the sports section to read the latest autopsy on the Redskins. How will we know when a dictatorship has arrived? Not from reading the Washington Post. By the way, editor and publisher is highly respected. The Post story today, Bush signs terrorism measure, looks like just another routine report. Approval of the piece of legislation accompanied by the usual he said, she said. Okay, so that said, let me get into this article that we wrote now. Okay? They did the same thing with the Patriot Act. One of the articles says all that. I always do that. When I write an article, I tend to tell you what I wrote first and then read it. How about I just read it? Military Commissions Act does affect U.S. citizens. Recent application of terror legislation proves American citizens not exempt from intent of bill. By Paul Watson and Alejandro Jones. Neocon government mouthpieces and others are claiming that the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which heralded the official end of the great experiment of the American Democratic Republic, does not affect U.S. citizens, only illegal aliens and foreign terrorists. Recent history of how terror legislation was used to target American citizens clearly indicates the legislation will be used domestically and has been. A coordinated effort to downplay the implications of the fact that the bill affects American citizens in the face of extensive coverage on the part of Keith Olbermann is underway in an attempt to offset the possible repeal of the draconian legislation. The most recent example of a U.S. citizen being targeted using terror legislation involved BBC investigative journalist Greg Palast, who is an American, who was working for ABC at the time, who was pursued by Homeland Security and charged with unauthorized filming of a critical national security structure, an Exxon oil refinery that was readily available to anyone with an internet connection to Google Maps. Under Patriot Act legislation, the charge was later dropped after an activist outcry. The recent historical precedent for U.S. citizens being charged under legislation originally passed the name of Combating Non-U.S. Terrorists Only provides clear motivation for the Military Commissions Act to be used in the same way. Since 9/11, the Patriot Act has been used in numerous cases involving American citizens, including the homeless, strip club owners, toy store proprietors, and then we have links to all of this, owners of websites, writers, activists, photographers, and common criminals. Section 802 of the Patriot Act is specifically aimed at U.S. citizens and announces any crime is domestic terrorism, or the attempted crime is, I would add. Citizens can be held without trial as enemy combatants. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, we have a link to the ruling, by the way. Good try, those that were lying about this. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in January 2002 that U.S. citizens can be stripped of their citizenship and held as enemy combatants. Therefore, any legislation passed by Bush automatically applies to American citizens because, as the Washington Post reported, after 9/11, Bush announced his parallel legal system in which he could declare any individual on the planet an enemy combatant and order their summary execution. The Bush administration is developing a parallel legal system in which terrorism suspects, U.S. citizens, and non-citizens alike may be investigated, jailed, interrogated, and tried, and punished without legal protections guaranteed by the ordinary system, lawyers inside and outside the government say. It's the Washington Post. The trick being played on the American people is falsely assuring them that they are not the target is simple to decode. The act states that it only applies to enemy combatants, yet the president and his legal advisors, like Alberto Gonzalez, have routinely announced that the president has the power to strip Americans of citizenship and declare them to be enemy combatants. See, it's a cheap parlor room trick, folks. It's a projection. The enemy combatant designation has ascribed to U.S. citizen Jose Padilla, who was interned in a Navy brig for 3 years with no charges against him. Top legal experts and scholars are nearly unanimous that the Military Commissions Act does affect American citizens. Yale law professor Bruce Ackerman states in the L.A. Times, the compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants, even if they have never left the United States. And once thrown into military prison, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any of the normal protections of the Bill of Rights. Similarly, law professor Marty Lederman explains, the subsection II of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means that if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant, using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and the U.S. law is concerned, you are one, whether or not you have any connection to hostilities at all. And I want you to watch very closely that it's not just liberals and phony conservatives and neocons that are out saying this bill doesn't affect citizens. It's other people. And I'm taking notes. And I want you to take notes. People out there telling us we're not in a police state. People telling us this doesn't affect citizens. People who poo-poo what we say. You need to watch them and take note of that. Because at key points, the enemy reveals themselves. They reveal themselves. Oh, it makes me sick. Professor Jonathan Turley, you know how many professors? We did a search for this story and found over 20 top professors, liberal and conservative, who've read the bill, who all cite the exact sections. But again, they tell you it doesn't affect you. Just like they did with the Patriot Act, and then when member Ashcroft said, oh, there's phantoms of lost liberties. These people telling these lies that it's being used in non-terror-related cases, they're helping Al-Qaeda. Remember, that's in police state three-time enslavement. I'll go get that clip. He says, we are helping Al-Qaeda. It's double think, double speaking what he says. He says it doesn't affect U.S. citizens and it doesn't affect non-terror-related cases, but then he says if you say it does, you're helping terrorists when it clearly does. And now, after everybody forgot about it, thousands of cases. They're using it at the local level. See how these people work? Professor Jonathan Turley, who teaches constitutional law at George Washington University, agrees that the bill contains no provision in which American citizens are exempt from the intended legislation, and outlined this during a recent appearance with Keith Olbermann's MSNBC, and then we have the quotes of that, and the article ends. Okay, go get it and cram it down the throat of anybody that comes to you going, it's not true what Alex and Keith Olbermann and all these law professors say isn't true. It doesn't affect us, and everything's all right. They're not building FEMA camps. Bush is an anti-gun. There's no North American Union. They're not putting mercury in the vaccines. They're not putting AIDS virus in the vaccines. They're not putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Radiated beef sprayed with live viruses is nutritious. Just tell them to shut up! It's this type of willful denial that is going to kill us! And I mean kill us! You see, people, I realize this is life and death, okay? Let's rampage through your calls. I got to move quick here because I got Gorbidol coming up and a bunch of other stuff. And please don't send me an email telling me I shouldn't get upset. The death of this country should make all of us literally have our temples pumping right now. Steve in Utah, welcome. Hit me, Steve. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How are we doing today?
Fine. Well, I'm not doing fine, really, but go ahead.
Thank you. We appreciate you out here. I'd like to point some news out. I was watching the news last night, and the local station said some guy was flying in from Canada to Salt Lake City and then out to Hawaii, and he was a scientist, and he checked in Canada, but he didn't make it to Salt Lake City. His luggage was checked in. He was checked in, but he didn't make it. And I'm just concerned whether this guy's getting tortured somewhere or being held against his will. I don't have much more.
Well, secret flights and secret grabbing off the street is freedom. I mean, when you're out walking your dog and somebody jumps out and throws a bag over your head and drags you away never to be seen again, that's freedom. That's what George Washington fought for.
Hey, listen, America, I don't want to be held against my will. I don't want to be tortured. I'm a citizen.
Torture's good.
I don't want this. You don't want this. We don't want this. You guys need to get up and do something. And take responsibility or something, because we're all going to be in a heap of hell here pretty soon.
Exactly. I appreciate your call. And again, why do they want tyranny? It's so they can abuse the general public, fools. And I'm talking to those that are in denial. Tyranny is so they can literally financially rape you. It's so they can humiliate you. It's what control freaks want. It's the ether in which they swim. They're just trying to turn our political system into an atmosphere they can that they can thrive in. Jimmy in Canada, welcome.
I wanted to address a couple issues. You got Gore Vidal coming on, and I used to know Jack Kerouac and all those beatniks, and I used to be a big fan of Jack Kerouac, and in his later years, Kerouac kind of disavowed the whole New Age movement and the hippies and everything. And I was wondering if you could ask Gore Vidal what he would think that Jack Kerouac would say about all this national security fake terrorism and all, you know, if he was still around and kicking.
Okay. Anything else?
One other thing, you were, you know, you kind of wondered about it, this Ahmadinejad from Iran.
Ahmadinejad. Yeah. Right when everything settled.
Where he was coming from.
Yeah, right when, I'm sure he's an agent now. In fact, I had a note to talk about that. And of course, to mention something like that sounds ridiculous to people that haven't researched it, and I could do an hour on it just trying to show you the basic proofs. But
I mean, you know about Hotaki. I mean, they're basically Iranian Masons. They were set up by the Shah to persecute Baha'is in Iran, and they opposed the Iranian Revolution on the grounds that, you know, injustice and tyranny would bring on the 12th Mahdi, the next.
And it's also, exactly, and it's also well known that 2 years ago, right before the election, Iran openly, and Dinajab was already in, openly endorsed George Bush. Just type in, Iran endorses Bush for president. It was a serious state-sponsored media, and I appreciate your call. You know, he brings up a key issue. Let me just give you a thumbnail sketch. They used the Wahhabists to overthrow Mossadegh by staging terror attacks in 1953. That's declassified. Then when the Shah came in, the CIA flew Ayatollah Khomeini out to France. Then they helped fly him back in and made a deal with him to grab the hostages and to not release them in exchange for money and missiles. That is admitted, by the way. And then they always attack and always shoot their mouths off and do all of this. And then we get into this propaganda of, oh, let's not attack Iran. And I even get sucked into that, and we don't know what to believe. And we know in 99 that they hired the Iranians through bin Laden. The money went to the Iranians, and that went to bin Laden. Senate report, Alphonse D'Amato, Republican report. Clinton made the deal to attack the Serbs, and the Serbs fought back against al-Qaeda, al-Shiaida. Then we went in and attacked them. But the globalists are always stabbing each other in the back. So, it's like Saddam was CIA, 18 years of age, 1954, recruited, trained in Egypt for 2 years, sent back in, put in his head of Baathist security in 69, overthrew the regime in 79, given $30+ billion by the U.S. to attack Iran. Then they stabbed him in the back, so they may be stabbing Iran in the back now. I don't know anymore. I just know that, yes, the Wahhabists and the Muslim Brotherhood, at least the core of it, that were with Hitler, are with our government now. We'll be right back after this quick break, my friends. It's cloak and dagger. It's sophisticated information. But when you study it, you see the incredible architecture of the enemy operation. They're not inept. They're not buffoons. They're in control for a reason. They are cunning. They have the genius of evil. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ooh,
I really can't do justice to documenting how Muslim extremism is run by our government. But I have really documented in my research, and others have, that it is controlled 100% by our government. And little does a young Muslim know when they suicide bomb themselves on the occasion, about 40% of the time it's actually a real person and not just a bomb, and they claim it's a suicide. They believe they're fighting for their jihad, and they're not. I've got to write a book about that. I've got to make a film about that. I've got to, like, detail it, because you can prove it. And I kind of, at the end there, just spurted out Nazis and the Bushes. And the Nazis had the biggest intelligence network in Europe and the most professional, the Gestapo. The Gestapo was the intelligence arm of the SS, formed out of the secret state police, formerly from Bavaria. Or was it Prussia? My memory fails. Side issue, it doesn't matter. And they went into the Middle East, they went into Central Asia, and they made deals. Well, you know they were in North Africa, you know they were in Tripoli, you know they were in, where Gaddafi stomps around today, Libya. You know they were in Egypt, they were also had emissaries in Iran, what is Iraq today. They made a lot of deals. And all those connections, all those networks got picked up by the CIA, and they used him in 53 to overthrow the good leader, Mohammad Mossadegh, the poet, the pro-America. You know, the guy wore a suit and tie. The guy was pro-U.S. Not going to happen. We don't want that. They want scum. They want war. They want death. And they funded Muslim extremists all over the region to kill every good leader, just like they did in Egypt with Anwar Sadat. And this is just history. And they use them to attack the Serbs. They use them to attack us. They use the Arabs to blow up the Oklahoma City building. That is, Arabs to be seen out front in case they got busted. They were going to fall back and claim it was Arabs. They were really U.S. government agents, and we have mainstream news. We know their names. We know the state police. We've interviewed the detectives. It's admitted. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. We spent 44 minutes of that three-hour film just on Oklahoma City. And they've got 5,000 Iraqi terrorists in every town and major city of this country right now with plastic explosives, with machine guns. They could bring this. Do you know what 5,000 Special Forces troops can do? Do you know what they can do in about 20 minutes? 5,000 Special Forces troops with plastic explosives, rocket launchers, and machine guns can bring this country to its knees. Pre-placed Special Forces can bring any country to its knees in a matter of hours. Now, the government could respond and repulse the attack, but the stock market would crash. There'd be panic, hysteria. Hundreds of thousands would die from the panic alone, not to mention the hundreds of thousands the terrorists would kill. And those Iraqi terror teams are in place right now. And you say, well, they're Iraqi. No, Iraq was our ally in the 80s. They were trained as commandos. Here, they were taken out at the end of the Gulf War by Bush Sr. and then another group of 2,000 by Bill Clinton, a total of a little bit above 5,000. We're talking L.A. Times, Washington Post here. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. It's in Road to Tyranny. And they are hardcore. So when the government says the Muslims may hit us any minute, oh, they're not joking. But they're not Muslims. They got million-dollar bank accounts, every one of them. They live in palatial homes. They drive around in sports cars. They got tattoos all over them. They got high-dollar hookers living with them. And all they got to do is the day they get that phone call, they'll blow up a few buildings and shoot a bunch of cops. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.